Welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for June 2nd comes from Deuteronomy 6. Deuteronomy 6 is one of the most important chapters in the Old Testament, not least for the fact that Jesus quotes Deuteronomy 6 verse 5 as one of the greatest commandments, saying, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." In Matthew 22 verse 37, Mark 12 verse 29 and 30, and Luke 10 verse 27. But the main focus of Deuteronomy 6 and our focus for today's meditation is Moses' insistence that we pass down these profound truths about Yahweh to our children. There's a great danger that Yahweh's people will forget about him. In fact, the danger grows greater as Yahweh blesses his people with great and good cities, houses full of good things, cisterns with clean water, and vineyards and olive trees. Especially, as in the case of Israel, when God's people were not the ones to build, fill, dig, or plant these good things, as Moses points out in Deuteronomy 6 verses 10 through 12. Through much of Deuteronomy, then, Moses is pleading with Israel not simply to forget Yahweh, but also to remember Yahweh proactively. Moses urges Israel to teach Yahweh's commandments diligently to their children, not only so that their children will remember Yahweh, but also so that they themselves will remember Yahweh. In Deuteronomy 6 verse 7. And Moses even tells us explicitly what he means by diligently. In Deuteronomy 6 verses 6 through 9, he says this, "You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." In other words, everywhere you go and in everything you do, teach your children the commandments of Yahweh. But don't think that by commandments, Moses is talking about dry, outdated rules. Instead, Moses explains that when their sons ask, in Deuteronomy 6 verse 20, "What is the meaning of the testimonies and the statutes and the rules that the Lord our God has commanded you?" They are to teach their children the story of how Yahweh redeemed Israel out of Egypt, to bring them into their inheritance in righteousness. In Deuteronomy 6 verses 21 through 25, the story of God's redemption is the meaning of the rules. The rules teach us how to live in light of God's gracious redemption. So, how are we teaching our children the story of our own redemption? How are we explaining to them that, although we were once slaves to sin, Jesus died to redeem us and with great signs and wonders rose again from the dead? How are we whetting their appetite for the promised new heavens and new earth? By passing the story of Christ on to our children, both we and our children learn to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts, souls, and might. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study podcast. To receive free daily Bible study by email and to get exclusive Bible study content, new book announcements, and special deals, sign up at freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe.